Today's class is a yin-yang class on the spirit medicine of tree pose. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. And as I said, today's class is a class on tree pose, the spirit medicine of tree pose, and it's going to be a yin-yang class. And just a few words about this experience before we delve into it. You can go ahead and rest back in Shavasana if you want. This is part of a week-long series that I've been giving you. It's part three. And it's also a larger part of a much larger course that I'm going to be offering on five element theory, specifically the wood element. It's a 4-week course, and I wanted to give you a taste of the course. So if you haven't already watched the videos that I released on Monday and Wednesday, Monday, the course is made up of yoga, meditation, reflective time in nature, and contemplation of poetry. So on Monday, we spent some reflective time in nature and looking at the experience of immersing ourselves and contemplating the wood element in nature. On Wednesday, I did a video on the introduction to five element theory. And today we're going to explore how these concepts, the five element theory, comes alive with yoga. So I gave you 3 parts of the course for free. And if this is something that's resonating with you, then in the show notes, there's a full description of the course and you can take a look at that. And there's an application for the course that you can ask me about, and you can pursue it further. So without further ado, let's go ahead and start resting back and begin the class. So we start, as we always do, sinking into the support of the earth. So in five element theory, the earth is the equilibrium, it's the supporting and the nourishing force, and it's true for the wood element as well. The wood element seeks to grow and expand continuously, but even with the wood element, the root system of a tree grows deep down into the earth to receive support and nourishment so that it can grow and expand. And so as you rest back here, allow yourself to release the tension of your physical body, your emotional, mental body, your energetic body, and just feel the support and nourishment of the earth underneath you. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to slowly move and stay connected with the support of the earth as we move into our first yin posture. For this posture, I'm going to recommend that you use a block. So you're going to take a block that's going to go underneath your head, and we're going to do Sphinx pose, but we're going to do it with a variation so we can access the liver meridian. The liver meridian is the meridian that relates to the wood element in our body. So you're going to take your elbows underneath your shoulders, and then you're going to bring your right leg up to the side. So the liver meridian runs along the inside of your leg. And then you're just going to rest your head on the block. So it's a little less demanding for your upper body. On the inside of a tree trunk, there's an intricate system of circulation and energy flow. The wood element is related to the smooth flow of chi from the organ system, from the liver organ system. So as you are in this Sphinx pose with your right leg up to the side, tune into the flow of chi in your body. And just notice where the chi feels like it's flowing smoothly, and maybe where there's an intensity of the flow of chi, or, you know, maybe whether it feels like there's blockages or an excess of flow. So just tune into that and notice the flow of chi in your body. So it's like tuning into the intricate system of the circulation of the flow of chi in your body. Okay, so you're going to release this side of the pose from your body and lie down on your belly and observe the flow of chi through your body. Okay, so let's go ahead and do the other side. Go ahead and come into that Sphinx pose again. Bring your left leg up to the side so we can access the liver meridian on the other side of your body. Encourage you to use the block to support your neck here. And just sink into the pose. And one of the things that we're really going to be focusing on in the course is loosening our grip with book knowledge or theory and really trusting in our own experience and opening up to our own experience. So what's that going to look like in our yoga practice, in our yoga practice today? So if the wood element is related to the liver organ system, and the liver organ system is all about the smooth flow of blood and chi in our body, then when we're in the pose, we can become still and quiet and ask ourselves in our own experience in this pose, can we tune into our subtle body enough that we can experience the flow of chi, the flow of energy, or even feel the flow of blood in our body? And that's what we mean when we're going to loosen the grip on theory and book knowledge and come to rely on our own experience. So in this pose, again, feeling the flow of chi in your body. When your mind wanders up into thinking, bring it back to our object of attention, which is focusing on the flow of qi in your body. Okay, let's go ahead and rest back and feel the rebound. Notice how the qi flows now when you come out of the pose. Okay, and then we're going to come up to seated, and you're going to need either a folded blanket or a meditation cushion for our next pose. And I would recommend also a bolster. So depending on your flexibility and forward folds, you can either use your bolster to fold forward and rest here. Or, if you're like me, you can use it to rest your head here. Okay, so we're going to be in this pose for a longer amount of time. We're going to be in this pose for 10 minutes. So this course that I'm offering is an advanced course, so a longer hold is something definitely that I think is possible for advanced students. And actually something that advanced students crave, to stay longer in a pose. So the liver meridian runs along the inside of our leg. And in this pose, I want us to reflect on the branches of the tree, because this lets us contemplate the yang quality of wood element. And we're actually going to, the first week of the course, we're actually going to spend the full first week of the course contemplating the yang quality of wood element, because it's of all the elements, it's the most yang of all the elements. So if you think about a tree, it continually reaches up and it expands for more and more light. The branches seek more light. And also if you look at trees, they'll grow in whatever direction they need to seek more freedom, to gain more space, to literally branch out and to expand. And this is the very yang quality of trees and of wood element in general. So wood element, and the five element theories, is basically a system of personalities. And oftentimes one of my criticisms of it is that it can kind of pathologize people, but let's just drop it back to the kind of yin-yang qualities. A wood element can kind of keep pushing when they should back off, ambitiously moving ahead when they should pause and reflect, tightening and resisting against obstacles when they should relax. And when you think of it that way, it's a pretty apt description for the way we're encouraged to behave in our culture, that we are encouraged to push, forge ahead no matter what, to be ambitious and never pause, and to resist and push and tighten against obstacles and not relax. And so these yang qualities are very revered in our culture, and we're not encouraged to embrace the yin qualities of backing off, of pausing, of relaxing. And so this is a good time in this pose in particular to reflect on the principles of yin when we practice yin yoga. So we want to find that appropriate edge. So when I'm here in this pose, I can just check in and see, you know, how is this pose feeling? Is it feeling super intense? Could I back off a little bit? And for me, the answer is yes. I'm going to back off a bit. And can I be soft? Because if I'm on a super hard edge, if I'm really pushing and being ambitious in my poses, then I can't access the deeper meridians in my body. It's going to stay at the superficial level. It's going to stay at the surface level. We're not going to access the deeper meridians of the body. And so we're actually not going to affect the liver meridian, the wood element in our body. And if we're hard and not soft, same thing, we're not going to access those deeper meridian energy flow in the body. And then we are still. And when we're still, it again allows us to access the deeper connective tissues. If we keep moving and fidgeting and fixing and trying to go deeper in the pose, all of this keeps it keeps us from accessing that deeper connective tissue, deeper meridian channels. Keeps the pose at the surface level. And we stay for a while. And the best way I like describing this is that if you go for an acupuncture treatment, your acupuncturist doesn't put the needles in and then take them right out. Put the needles in and they leave them in, and you take a nice long acupuncture nap so that the energy channels can be affected. So we stay for a while so that we can affect the meridians in your pose. Okay, so now moving very slowly because you've been in this pose for a while. We're going to make our way out of this pose and we'll just rest back for a moment to feel the flow of chi through the liver meridian here. Oh, I forgot about that there. Okay, so after those, you know, we've done about 20 minutes of yin yoga poses for your liver meridian now, for wood element. Just notice how the flow of chi is for you in your body. Notice how your emotional body is feeling now. And now we're going to move on to the yang portion of the class, so it's not going to be long holds anymore. It's going to be much more dynamic. So let's bend your knees and roll to your side and come up onto all fours. We're going to do a variation on cat pose with some tiger tail. So if you have issues with your wrists, I would encourage you to come up onto either your fists or down onto your forearms. So just see what's going to work best for you today. And you're going to exhale, round up through your back, and then inhale and arch through your back. And exhale, round, and inhale, arch. And then the next time you arch, you're going to take your right leg back, and then exhale, bring your right knee forward. Inhale, back. Exhale, forward. So we're just starting to lubricate the hip joint in preparation for tree pose. And just watch that left leg doesn't lean out to the side for you there. And then let's do the other side. You're gonna inhale, take your left leg back and keep your right leg underneath you. Exhale, round. And then you can roll up your extra padding underneath your knees. That block keeps getting in my way. And then you can come into downward facing dog. And slowly make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do some Qigong inspired moves, combining them with yoga to cleanse your liver. So this will help to get rid of anger, irritation, frustration, all those emotions that get held in the liver. So let's just start in Tadasana. Lift and spread your toes underneath your hip bones. And you're going to inhale, take your arms overhead. And exhale, bring all the energy from the sky down towards the earth. And then we'll create a ball of chi in front of your liver. And then what you're going to do is you're just going to push all that anger and frustration out. Inhale, draw back into this ball of chi, and then you switch your hands. So inhale in, exhale out. And you spread your fingers wide. and you look out at the tips of your fingers. So the liver has to do with the tendons and the ligaments as well, and the eyes. So you're going to really reach and look as well. Exhale out, inhale in. Okay, and you can see how doing these Qigong movements helps to connect you with the smooth and even flow of qi with the liver organ system. Okay, so the next thing I want to do from standing is just to open up your chest. So we'll inhale, take your arms around behind you, interlace your fingers, and lift and open the chest. And then you can release that down. And then interlace your fingers again. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, side bend. And then other side. And then come back to center, and we're going to do that Qigong-inspired liver cleanse move in Warrior One pose. So let's just clear some space here. I'm going to take a step back with my, it'll be your left, and start here with the ball of energy, and you're just going to exhale forward. Inhale back. Thank you. And then step your feet together. Inhale, reach up, draw the heavens down towards the earth. And then you're going to step your other foot back. So this time your left foot will be forward. Sink down through your front left hip. Create that ball of energy again. And this time reach your other hand forward. Let your eyes go to your fingertips. And then step your feet together again. Inhale, draw your heavens down towards the earth. And then we're going to step into tree pose, standing on your left foot, bringing your right leg either above your knee or below your knee. And we're going to do that same Qigong cleansing pose. That liver cleansing pose. So this will add an added balance challenge because there's something moving and your eyes are following the movement. So if this is too challenging, you could keep one foot on the ground, the gesture leg on the ground, or you could stand close to a wall so you're leaning on the wall. But it's good to challenge the balance. So you could lower the gesture leg. And then let's put both feet on the ground. Let's gather the heavens and draw them down towards the earth. And feel that rebalancing here. And then come into tree pose on the other side. And let's do the same cleansing the liver. Okay, step both feet down, inhale. Gather the heavens. And exhale them down. Okay, great. We're going to come down back onto your mat and we're going to do some cobra pose and start to make our way back to Shavasana. Okay, on your belly, we're going to do some cobra pose. So just tuck your right toe under, reach your right heel back. Left toe under, reach your left heel back. Tuck your tailbone under, your hands are underneath your shoulders, and you're going to lift your chest up off the ground. And this is just like connecting with the very yang qualities of the tree and the upward expansive branching out. And then you can lower down, push yourself up and back. We're going to come into a seated twist. So you'll sit with your legs out in front of you. Bend your right leg, cross your right leg over your left leg. Bend, either you can keep your left leg in or you can bend your left leg in and wrap your right arm around it. And then you're going to come back to the center. We'll extend both legs out again. This time you'll cross your left leg over your right and either leave your right leg straight, or if you can bring your right leg in and still have both your left foot and your left butt cheek on the ground, then you can come into this position. Wrap your right arm around your left leg and turn towards it. And then you can come back to center and rest back into Shavasana. Good idea to have the bolster underneath your knees for the smooth flow of chi. You continue to rest back in Shavasana to receive your practice. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called Lost in the Forest by Pablo Neruda. Lost in the forest, I broke off a dark twig and lifted its whisper to my thirsty lips. Maybe it was the voice of the rain crying, a cracked bell, or a torn heart. Something from far off, it seemed deep and secret to me, hidden by the earth, a shout muffled by huge autumns, by the moist half-open darkness of the leaves. Wakening from the dreaming forest there, the hazel sprig sang under my tongue. Its drifting fragrance climbed up through my conscious mind. As if suddenly the roots I had left behind cried out to me. The land I had lost with my childhood, and I stopped, wounded by the wandering scent. Gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees. Slowly roll to your right side and make your way up to a seated position. And we'll close out our practice by gathering the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and offering them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you like this class, then thank you for giving it a thumbs up. And why don't you put my liver is cleansed in the comments. And if you're interested in the course, this is just gives you a taste of it, and be sure to watch the other free parts of the course that are released on Monday and Wednesday on my other channel, my yoga lifestyle channel. If you like the poetry at the end of the yoga classes, poetry is going to be a pretty big part of it too. I've got some gorgeous poems chosen out for the course, and we're going to spend some time, like, so there's required readings and those are poems, but we're just going to immerse ourselves in small parts of the poems. And again, it's less about, you know, grabbing and trying to get as much knowledge as we can, and more about just immersing ourselves and really feeling and absorbing and getting to know poetry, so that we can more deeply understand the wood element. So when we read Pablo Neruda's poem today, it's just about really feeling into it. And I felt that that poem just so beautifully absorbed all five elements and the feeling tone of the forest so beautifully. So it just really spoke to me in that way. So all the details on the course will be in the show notes, and it's by application only. It's not intended for beginners, it's intended for advanced students. And I think that's all I have to say about that today. How much is it for? So the course is actually free for members. So you have to be a member to get into the course. The only kind of thing about it is that you do have to apply, and it's kind of a pretty rigorous application process. There's a huge discernment process to see if now is the right time for you for it, and then all the applications come through me, and we just see if it is indeed the right time for you and if it's a good fit for you. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as grounded as our old growth trees, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.